Called order of the regular meeting of the Improvements Committee for October 5th, 2021. First item on the agenda is comments from the public. Are there any hands up, Amelia?
I don't have any chats, and I have one Richard Gere hand up. Go ahead, sir.
Hello. I noticed there's no packet posted for this meeting. Is there no packet available?
That is Richard. That is correct. It's this is somewhat of a short Improvements Committee meeting because of vacations and staff changing positions. We are only having discussion items this week. This month.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to discussing the Laguna Joaquin sediment project. Is this you, Tom?
It can be Michael or me. You want to take it, Michael?
Yeah, we can talk about it. This is going to be a pretty significant project. We have discussed this a little bit with West Yost & Associates. They've provided us a quote to basically run the put the project out to bid and then provide probably what I would say some light direction during construction. Taking a look at this project, I think that this is a project that we're going to need probably the entire summer, just once it's drained, to actually dry out the sediment. So I foresee the sediment, the construction and the removal of the sediment to probably occur very late summer, early fall. This is probably also, we haven't had a revised estimate, but I think, you know, Tom and I both agree that this is probably going to be a million dollar plus item. The other piece of the puzzle is, you know, who pays for all of it or who pays for part of it? And I think that's a discussion that we need to initiate with the RMA. Another important point to this project is we've been advised that it may be more beneficial to have the RMA as the lead agency as far as permitting goes. And then we provide financial and technical support to the RMA. So I think that really the next step is two steps, really. The next step is to have these discussions with the RMA, how bad they really want to get this done, who's gonna pay for what, do they wanna be the lead agency? And then the second step would be to hire an engineering firm to put out the package to bid for the end of next summer.
So, so we had a RMA maintenance committee meeting yesterday, and we had an interesting discussion on this topic.
Okay, great.
So we're hiring a landscape architect to look at all of the landscape in common areas for RMA. And we're going to look at everything. And the intent is to change our landscape to more water friendly landscaping, plus change all of the irrigation to use drip, get rid of using raw water. But part of the discussion was this idea of making part of that section at the front a park instead of a lake. And someone, I don't know who, but someone proposed that the lake be filled in and just make a park there. I don't like that idea, but here was the rest of the thought was, if we change the configuration of the lake so that it still had the look for the entrance, but maybe filled in the fingers and made that park-like, it would get rid of a lot of problems. Number one, the people that can't use their backyards during the summer now wouldn't have to deal with the midge flies and the smell of that water. Secondly, if we were to do something like that, instead of $1 million project, maybe instead of taking all that sediment off site, we could bring in some scrapers and move the sediment from the front back into the fingers and then put some kind of a topping over the top of it. And maybe now we're down to maybe a couple $100,000 project. I don't have a yes or no opinion on this, but I think it's something that we need to talk about and consider, because number the cost, and it does alleviate a lot of the problems immediately, rather than this being a reoccurring problem. Anyone have any thoughts on that idea? Or I know I kind of brought this out of the blue, and it hasn't been vetted at all, but I think it's an idea that that we need to put some thought into.
Well, Randy, this is Tom. My only comment would be right off the bat, I mean, it's very interesting to have a different set of eyes on this stuff, but it is a major part of our drainage system in the north. It's, you know, it's technically a drainage basin that was dammed up for other use, but it serves as an excellent draining part of our drainage system for heavy rain events. So just that would probably prompt some level of a drainage study.
Sure. And my gut tells me that making the lake two-thirds of its size or even one-third of its size, it probably still serves as the same drainage basin. But yeah, that's something that would need to be looked at.
Yeah, you just run a culvert to the part where you wanted water. I think it's a good thought to have.
I think we need to hear from the people that live around the lake and what their thoughts would be, whether or not they're want to live on that lake and deal with the smells and the flies, or if this is something that would interest them. And so I guess what I'm asking is, maybe I'd like to hear some public comment on this somehow. And maybe we'll get it just by having this conversation this morning.
This is Michael. That's an interesting idea that's proposed. I think there's a couple potential issues with that. Anytime you install water retaining structures, and there'd probably be one for each finger, that's going to add some significant costs that maybe people didn't think about. And then the compaction and filling all that in. I mean, I think that could probably be a larger size project potentially. The other issue that I see is us as a CSD, I'm not really sure that would that even be our, you know, within our range of responsibility to fill in their property. I mean, we don't really own. I mean, I know we use Laguna, but we don't really own it. So I'm not sure if it would be a proper or prudent use of ratepayer funds to fill in the fingers. I think that, you know, it's in my personal opinion, I think it's a stretch that we would spend a whole lot of dollars to even clean out the sediment.
And I think that I would probably move towards limiting our responsibility with Lukona Joaquin versus increasing that responsibility. And I understand that we use that as part of our drainage system, but I think that if we're going to be constructing filled in fingers, that seems like it's kind of something to be more on the RMA's end of fiscal responsibility.
I get your point, but back to your comments of where we haven't even discussed who's going to pay for this. I think first we need to decide what's the best solution, and then figure out who's going to do it and who's going to pay for it. And to your point about RMA being the lead agency on this, I don't know if this project is going to take some kind of CEQA permit or something with that has to go through CEQA. But if that's the case, RMA can't be the lead agency because they need a lead agency to be the lead agency for CEQA purposes. So, and I don't know how that all works out. It's something we need to look at and figure out.
Well, Randy, this is Tom. How about I schedule a meeting with Kevin and Rod and Michael and I to sit down and kind of map out our current options, because this is a pretty significant redirection. And I think it's a good idea to definitely talk about it. But why don't we let Kevin and I talk and get Rod and Michael in the room and we'll go from there.
Yeah, that sounds great.
This is Martin. I like the idea of finding a way to reduce the cost. And I think we should maintain a posture of being cooperative with RMA and find a solution together. It can't be us versus them. It has to be something we both want to happen.
Exactly.
Good point, Martin. And just to finish the loop here, the landscape architect that RMA is hiring to look at the overall is also going to look at what it would look like if part of that lake became parkland instead of water. So a lot of moving parts here. I don't think we want to rush this. I get it that we want to do it when during the dry season next year, but we need a lot of input before we make a decision on something like this. So, any other comments, Amelia? Any hands or
no chats? Hands, no chats.
Okay, great. So let's move on to Granley's intake improvements.
So I've got this one. This is pretty simple. The state passed something called SB 170 over the past few weeks, and that dispersed how the projects that received the $1.3 million in funding were going to be managed. And it was determined that Department of Water Resources will be our grant administrator or our fund administrator. And they're currently meeting to decide timelines and who's going to do what. So I was in contact with them a few times over the past week. And hopefully by the board meeting, we have a little bit more direction. But right now, it's the folks at DWR that are determining who and what they're going to use as an administrative tool. So it's moving along. And that goes the same with the other two projects. We're waiting for them to decide how they're going to run the projects and get the funds to us or reimburse us, or which is what I'm sure they'll do. Any questions?
Have we started on any drawings for what it's going to look like and what the contractor is going to bid on?
We have. We took the project that was designed a bunch of years ago, and we updated it and we put it in the form of a bid packet, and it's waiting to get more information from the state. And then once we get an idea on the timeline, we'll bring the bid packet or the design ideas forward to this committee. So hopefully in November, we can be looking at what the design would be. And then we would put bids out on the street after the changes from the design, if there's any.
Okay.
And then the other two, the contact for the recycled water, that's something Michael's spending quite a bit of time looking at. And we've requested a bid from West Yost for the chlorine to hypochlorite conversion at the water treatment plant. So we're waiting for Michael to spend some time on one thing and then to waiting for a quote from West Yost to put a package together for the chlorine gas to hypochlorite conversion at the water treatment plant.
Great. Anything further on Granley's intake improvements? Amelia, chats?
No chats, no hands up.
Great. Hole 14 culvert replacement RFP.
So I'll handle this one too, unless Michael wants to jump in. Basically, we put out a bid on the street and our bids came back 2 and 3 times more than we had initially budgeted for in 2020. This is a project that was designed as part of a big CIP binder that was done in 2016 and 17. And there were estimates given as to how much it was going to cost. And then, of course, the building boom took off and everybody's paying 2 and 3 times more than they would have paid years ago, a couple of years ago. So we might have to put this on hold for a year, let go another year go past us until we can get into a better economic environment or reevaluate the level of work that's going to be done, because we did not have nearly as much budget as we thought as was required from the bids that we received. So the bottom line is we probably need to rebid it.
What was the impetus for this project? Is that culvert failing, or is it just something that got old and we need to do something? Do you know?
Well, it is failing. It is starting to collapse.
Oh, okay.
And the intake structures need to be reworked in the long run. Again, it's been put off for years. So one more year while we let the economy settle in or to figure out an alternative isn't going to be the end of the world.
Okay. Martin, anything on that?
No, I agree if we don't. By the way, how much over did it come over?
I believe we had budgeted about $40,000, and we got one bid. And Amelia, correct me if I'm wrong, but we got one bid for $200,000. We got one bid for about $120,000. Was it?
I thought it was $180,000, but I won't swear. I thought it was $160,000. Okay, I thought it was $160,000. So they were so much over the $38,000 that we had planned on that I fell out of my chair. I got back into my chair and said, well, they're going to think something else to do.
Well, and there's also a possibility that where did we get the original engineer's estimate, Tom? Do you know?
We got it from a study that was done by Coastland Engineering in 2017.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that the bids are probably a little bit more realistic than the engineer's estimate. There's a possibility that's true. Although that doesn't reflect what we have budgeted. So we do have to take another look at it.
Okay. So we'll table that project for now and either go back to the board for more money or, we'll have to go back for more money. I guarantee you're not going to get that $40,000 bid, even if you wait a year. So, Thank you for not swearing, Amelia. I really appreciate that. It's only Tuesday morning.
Right. Well, and it's recorded too. So then the universe would forever know that I swear.
You don't want that on your conscience.
Randy knows.
Let's move on to discussing pipe from Clementia to Bass Lake.
You asked us to look into this, and I think it's a good idea. We haven't spent any time on it because of, just who's here, the staffing and such, but it's, I believe it's something we should kind of do a design for over the winter and maybe next summer bring something forward, because if we don't start getting more recycled water in our recycled water facility because of conservation, that we're going to have to take a hard look at how much water we can give the golf course every year from recycled water and still maintaining our responsibility from our 1988 agreement with the golf course property owners. So this year we had to supplement water to the south course with water from Clementia, but we aren't able to get water from Clementia easily to Bass Lake.
So what did we do? We put water in the CIA ditch and then pumped it up into Bass Lake? Is that how we did that?
This year?
Yes.
Now this year we stopped delivering water to the south course from the recycle water center, and we shipped it only to Bass Lake. And through the calculations that Michael put together, we have enough recycle water to supply the north course. I think it's October 22nd.
Yeah, that's correct.
At which time the water in our holding ponds get to the point where that we can't pull any more out. And hopefully it starts to rain and the river gets enough water and they can start pumping their own water with their river pump like they always do.
Oh, I see. So we put reclaimed water into Bass Lake and we sent raw water to this number 10.
Correct.
I got you. Okay.
There was just a lot less recycled water in our ponds this year than there have been before in many years. I mean, I was looking at the numbers. There's serious conservation going on amongst everyone here. And also it's a pretty hot summer, so we had quite a bit of evaporation.
Is there an easy route to Bass Lake?
We think so. There's a diversion box over there just below the dam at Clementia. And it has two pipes running out of it now and putting a third in. I mean, it has to be engineered, but it's definitely at a higher level. So it shouldn't be an incredibly crazy project. And we're also not sure that there's not pipe there that was put in there 50 years ago and nobody's ever seen it since. We come across that every now and then.
Yeah. Well, it should be gravity flow. It shouldn't take a pump. So
that, correct. So the
gist of this item is that we're looking into it.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay, well, let's move on then to Calero de Clementia water.
And that's kind of the same question or the same answer. We're going to take some time in the foreseeable future. We'll put it on Michael's radar to look at options to be able to run water from Calero directly to Clementia without the requirement of shutting down the water treatment plant. It's from what I gather, it hasn't been done before, and I'm not sure why we can't just run it, you know, from Calero to Chesboro and then Chesboro into Clementia. But all that hydrology, we need to let Michael get an understanding of, and then he can talk about it.
All right. Sounds good. Martin, anything on that?
Yeah, I was curious. Did we ever do anything to raise the level of Clementia?
No. You mean the water today?
Well, it's gone down. And I thought after we took water out of there, we were going to possibly raise it back up a little bit.
There was discussion last month about running, you know, draining water from Calero to raise the level of Clementia.
Mm-hmm.
And after those meetings, Michael was here for when he started with this. We went and met with Rod and over at the RMA, and Rod was explaining to us that since Clementia was low, like it hadn't been low for years, he was going to do a significant amount of cleanup. And I don't know how far he's gone, but I've been down there a few times and he's always got equipment down there. They're dragging material out of the end where the swimming is. And I think they were talking about doing some other work around the edges now that the water was low. So we kind of thought it's a good opportunity to let them go ahead and get some of their maintenance done. Again, they own the ground.
So it's going to come back up by rainfall?
Oh yeah, it'll be filled up during the winter for sure.
Okay.
Anything further on that item, Amelia? Any?
No chats, no hands.
All right, let's move on then to discussing the drought conservation efforts.
Well, this is mine again, and it really hasn't changed. If you're following the news, that some of the larger water districts are imposing water rationing or lawn watering days and stuff like that. But there's been no mandate from the state. We're still on the governor's voluntary conservation of 15%. I don't know if our numbers overall have hit 15% because I haven't looked at those numbers recently, but we're still in the standpoint of following the direction from the governor. And then the country club again is using the recycled water, and they're using that. Naturally, they cut back this time of year because of shorter days, cooler nights, cooler days. And there has been a tiny bit of rain. But as far as I'm concerned, I think we did a good job of taking care of the water that we have. And, barring a drought winter, which could always happen, but it's not expected to happen. We should be back with our reservoirs full again next spring.
Okay. I imagine the development plans, a couple hundred new houses, should bring us some more recycled water for use, right? Maybe by next winter, next fall?
I would anticipate that. I know that the Riverview project is they're planning to have their 5 model homes built within the next few months, and then they intend to build the total of their whole first phase A and B, I think they're about 30-35 homes. And then I know that the retreats is going to start up in the next couple of weeks. And so that will net us about 200 new homes. If people are conserving the way they've been conserving, I don't know how big of an impact that's going to have overall, but it'll be interesting to see where we're at again at the end of the spring next year when we start delivering water again to the golf course.
Okay, very good. Director and staff comments, anything from staff?
I'm good.
Hearing none, Martin, anything?
Yeah, I had a couple with regard to Riverview. There were some discussions about the storm drainage or sweet pea provisions over there at Riverview some time ago. Has that been all ironed up?
I believe we're in a good, comfortable position with that. Our team has been working with the county and working with their SWIP landscaper. And it's the guy's title, he's a QSP. And we're actually meeting with them right after lunch today. They're gonna drive us around the entire property and explain to us what their plans are for erosion control to make sure that as they depart, after they finish their grading, that all the erosion measures are put into place, that they're all going as planned. And then before and after rain events, there's inspections that take place. And then there's any inspections that reveal any shortfalls. The shortfalls are supposed to be dealt with immediately. And then they've, Rainin and Bardas took out a grading and erosion bond with the county, that if there is an event, the county will send in whomever they would send in to make whatever repairs, and they would pay for it with the bond they have on file from Rainin and Bardas.
Okay. Yep. The other question has to do with the trail that goes to the bridge. Is there any schedule on changing the alignment of that trail?
That I don't have that answer, Marty. I will reach out to Kevin and see if we have that schedule.
Oh, River, it's, well, maybe when you meet with Riverview, you could ask him.
Yeah, I'll ask him today.
Yeah.
Good point.
Very good. Thank you, Martin. I have nothing. So unless there's any hands up or chats, Amelia, I think we will go ahead and adjourn. So thank you, everyone, and have a great day.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Take care. Bye.